Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, we go to that breaking news that Peter Mandelson has been sacked as the British ambassador to the United States following controversy around his friendship with the disgraced sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Well, Henry Riley, reporter with LBC in London, is on the line now. So, Henry, his career was teetering on the brink last night. And this morning he's gone. What's happened?
He has gone, Claire. Good morning. Peter Mandelson, who has been sort of ubiquitous in British politics for many years. Just to remind your listeners, he was obviously in the Labour cabinet, was sacked twice from cabinet under Sir Tony Blair. But there have been this sort of drip of revelations when it comes to his relationship, his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, various letters that have been revealed since where he uses words like my best pal, where he says, we love you. But I think really the absolute kicker came and was revealed yesterday, where really he was sort of questioning almost veracity and the conviction of Jeffrey Epstein, saying that I can't believe this is happening to you. I'm slightly paraphrasing here, but nonetheless, I think that was a real sort of red line for number 10. And I think what is particularly interesting here, Claire, is that he, certainly from the statement I've just received from the government, it seems that he did not resign. He had to be pushed. Now, Peter Mandelson has this reputation of being the sort of prince of darkness, the arch spinster, the sort of charmer in chief. And that may well be true, but he really thought he could tough this one out. And I suppose there was the background in that Donald Trump has his state visit to the UK and the ambassador plays such a key role in that. He was hoping that he could survive until then, clearly not to be, and clearly the Prime Minister's had to intervene.
But the Prime Minister yesterday was defending Peter Mandelson in the House of Commons. Now, I know the further detail of those emails emerged over the course of yesterday, but people will be left wondering, is there more to come?
Yes, and it's been a disastrous start to September for the Prime Minister, of course, forced into that reshuffle because of the resignation of his Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, and indeed the ethics advisor recommending that she broke the ministerial code. And I mean, he really went out on a limb, Claire, at Prime Minister's questions yesterday, batting off questions from Kemi Badenoch, the leader of the opposition, also from Sir Ed Davey, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, saying that the due process had been followed in the appointment of Peter Mandelson, saying to Kemi Badenoch that he had confidence in the ambassador. Well, 24 hours on, the line from Downing Street is that has changed. In particular, I mean, just a quote here from the statement I've received from the government, in particular, Peter Mandelson's suggestion that Jeffrey Epstein's first conviction was wrongful and should be challenged is new information. In light of that, and mindful of Epstein's crimes, he has been withdrawn as ambassador with immediate effect. And he really was a sort of gateway for the UK government into President Trump. And he'd actually built up, despite previous comments, a very good relationship with the MAGA, lot in government.
Clearly, Keir Starmer felt he had absolutely no option because, as you say, Peter Mandelson was extremely useful for the UK in the United States. And it's difficult to build up a relationship, as we know, with Donald Trump because of his mercurial character. But Peter Mandelson, it seems, had managed to do that.
Oh, undoubtedly. And look, before he was the ambassador a few years ago, he said that Donald Trump was a danger to the world. Well, how best to tough that out than to go on Fox News and make a grovelling apology? This was within his first week as ambassador. He was almost pleading with the MAGA base to say, I got this one wrong, give me another chance. And it's just, I mean, for Keir Starmer, it is a disaster because of this, sort of resignations, these changes that he's had to make to his top team, and also the fact that he's now going to have to find bluntly a new ambassador who's able to forge those ties. Now, of course, it's much too early to speculate who that could be. I would surmise, though, that they would be giving Dame Karen Pearce a phone call, who was the previous ambassador and did a hell of a lot to build up a relationship with the MAGA base. And she ended up going as ambassador? Well, she's extremely highly thought of. And I think on a sort of temporary basis, you could imagine her her getting the job because of that connection with Donald Trump. Because, I mean, bluntly, you look at a lot of the comments that senior Labour politicians have made, and unless they're willing to do a Peter Mandelson and to really fess up to it, I think it's going to go down badly. But I mean, just on that relationship, Claire, I mean, these reports of J.D. Vance's of his kids playing with Peter Mandelson's dog in Washington, D.C. I mean, he really sort of went out of his way to make sure that he ingratiated himself.
Yeah, and you know, Donald Trump clearly wants the Epstein story to disappear as quickly as possible, and he's been trying to distance himself from it right over the summer now and into the autumn. This puts it right back in the headlines again. So I'm sure in Keir Starmer and his Labour Party colleagues' minds, they were thinking, well, what will be the impact of this on our relationship with Donald Trump? And that remains to be seen, of course.
Well, it's quite the dichotomy, isn't it? On one hand, you've got Donald Trump suing the Wall Street Post, saying that this is, the Wall Street Journal, I should say, saying this is not true in any way, and really sort of fighting his cause. And then Peter Mandelson, on the other hand, giving an interview yesterday where he said he was completely embarrassed by what had come out and said there was more to come. Well, more is coming out. And I think really for Donald Trump, of course, they are both, to some extent, allegedly implicated in that. And it means ahead of the state visit, if there are those sort of long press conferences where Donald Trump entertains sort of hundreds of journalists asking multiple questions, well, you can bet your bottom dollar Jeffrey Epstein and associations with him is going to dominate.
Henry, thank you so much for telling us about all of that on the fly. As always, Henry Riley there from LBC in London. Coming up a little later on, we're going to be finding out about the rules that online influencers must follow when they're selling or promoting products on social media. That's with Adam Maguire. Next, though, we return to the United States, where that manhunt continues for the killer of the conservative activist and influential Trump ally, Charlie Kirk, who, as you've been hearing this morning, died after being shot at a university in Utah.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.